They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No,
it's Banksy and Pinky.
We got the summer. Central Queensland CFM morning crew. Banksy and Pinky.
Hello, Thursday. You're one step closer to Friday. How are you this morning, Pinky?
Rocking it. How about you?
Well, I'm rolling it then. So together we are rock and roll, baby.
What a surprise on CFM of all places.
International Sloth Day today.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I love sloths. I didn't know it was International Sloth Day.
It is.
Have we got one coming to visit us or anything? Are you all going to know?
I'm hoping it's a sloth mate from Zootopia, Flash. How good's he?
The thing is, they're not going to come in and visit, are they? Because if they said, can you come in for an 8 o'clock interview, they'd come in like next week. So that was a stupid question.
Unreliable sloth, you see.
Oh, that's so cool.
International Waiters Day and International Information Overload Day.
I get the info overload. Wow.
We'll hold the information that we have about sloths and waiters back for you.
Good idea.
Just a little bit for now.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
There's a marketing campaign by Weight Watchers that has come out because they've done some research, Weight Watchers, and they've found that more than half of Australian women only have sex in the dark because they don't want their partner to see them naked.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a thing.
I find that interesting, though, because I guess they had to answer a specific question. Because don't we just kind of generally do it in the dark?
It's kind of like nighttime.
Unless it's daytime. Usually.
Well, and that's my wife insists that the lights are off, but that's for obvious reasons. She's got to look at me.
I mean, it can be the reverse thing.
We've got to... balance
it out.
Yeah,
it's just that time of day, or it's just a nice, it's not bright and glary. Lighting is an important factor.
Yeah. Well, apparently, according to this research,
it's
because of self-confidence issues in body image.
Yeah.
But look, that's not what's left a sour taste in the mouth of women all across Australia.
Yeah.
The marketing campaign was targeted at the media. They've sent them all this information with the research on it. And along with that research, they sent a light bulb.
Right.
Suggesting if you want to have...
Sign up with Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers.
And then you won't need to turn the lights off.
Yeah, you won't need to turn your... So go on a diet if you feel like you can't have sex in the light.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Look... That is horrible. What a crap idea.
It's not even funny.
No, it's not funny. I don't see it. Could you imagine the female journalists receiving that? They'd be like, what are you trying to say here?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
And it's interesting because when we're talking body image and as a woman, I guess, like there can be all sorts of self-confidence issues about how you look that's not really about what you weigh.
No.
It's just kind of human.
Yeah, yeah.
It can go deeper than that. But generally, people criticise themselves.
Yeah, and knowing from my point of view, my wife certainly is not overweight. She's underweight.
No.
She still has self-confidence issues.
Yeah, that can be just there anyway. Yes.
It's not a lose weight because I'm too fat because I can't have...
No.
That is just ridiculous.
If everyone's getting jiggy with it and they need the lights off, who cares?
Yeah.
They're getting jiggy with it. It's all good.
And again, look, knowing what most Australian blokes look like, I don't think that's why the lights are off.
Yeah, I agree. I think women are just being polite.
And it's like, maybe just flick the lights off there so we can do what we need to do.
Yeah.
But look, whoever at the marketing department for Weight Watchers has come up with this campaign, this isn't the light bulb idea they were after.
No.
It's not a good one.
What were they thinking?
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
You know how Facebook is totally onto it with my algorithms?
Oh, yeah.
And it shows me weird and wonderful stories.
About horny kinders and... all sorts of things.
Yeah. Well, this is the next one that's popped up.
We've got another one.
Yeah.
Pinky's totally. Facebook feed preferences.
Hey. London's first nude eatery opens this summer and it already has 30,000 on the waiting list.
You're kidding me.
No, this is legit.
What?
It's a pop-up restaurant and clothing is optional.
Oh, I bet you it's a pop-up restaurant indeed. Sounds like one.
Yep. clothing optional. So they have one section for people wearing clothing and a section for people who want to change. Like there's a foyer and they can actually get changed.
I'm sorry,
there.
Did you say there's a voyeur?
Foyer.
Oh, foyer, sorry.
But you know, you got to wonder, you're like, okay, so how does this come about? Because I guess, like yourself, Banks, you know, I don't know, have you had that feeling where you go to the Brunny for some lunch and you're like, you know, I just really like to get my gear off before I eat. Like, why is this not a thing, people? Why aren't we just getting our gear off before we have some Maccas?
Quite often at the French Fort Sports Club, I'm in there for a smorgasbord, if you will, and think, you know, I feel like I've got too many clothes on right now.
When I go to the Yachty's for a beer, yeah. I'm like, hey, can I get my bra off?
Keppel Bay Sailing Club, here we go. It's
no, I've never, wow. It's never occurred to me.
No,
it just hasn't.
When I think about things I want to do whilst naked.
Yeah.
Eating is not one. Well, being
at
a restaurant eating is not one of them.
You can have your Weight Watchers after having fun in the bedroom and, you know, eat in bed. Like, that's a thing.
Well, I've got to wonder what the meal of the day is. Meat and potatoes, perhaps?
Well, they're trying to do this au naturel. What? Meat and potatoes? I think that might be on the menu.
On the dessert menu. That's kind of crazy.
Is that your chorizo risotto? Are you just happy to see me?
at least the chef knows if you're excited about those meal options. Wow.
Pretty obvious. I just wonder, like, shouldn't you have a shower first? Should there be a few other rules? Because
there's lots of questions I got.
It could be a little bit.
Yeah. Ooh. Because if you do that, then there's the BO and that as well. You're right. Do you do they give you the option to shower?
Yeah.
As before and after.
Are there covers on the seats? Like, do they change them for the other customers?
Surely, there's so many things that need to be organised health and safety-wise as well for that.
I think so. Staff are going to wear minimal clothing.
Of course. They're
going to have candlelight, so everything's a bit discreet. and they do feature a delicious natural selection of menu items. And that's the idea.
You mean an au naturel selection of
menu. They want you to feel free and easy. And the food is to reflect that.
The only problem I can see is the free nuts on the bar.
No tea bagging allowed.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
It seems that Brisbane has a monopoly now.
They have their own monopoly, the actual board game.
Yeah. Well, they've had the monopoly on Queensland for quite some time.
Oh, here we go.
Hey.
Here we go.
Spending all our money. Yeah.
some landmarks that made the game include South Bank and the Story Bridge.
Story Bridge is their Mayfair or their Park Lane.
I don't know.
South Bank, I think, takes out the top spot of Mayfair on there. Places around Brisbane were voted on. They can only pick 22 or so.
Yeah.
And, they've all made it onto the Brisbane version of Monopoly.
I can't remember. I think it's Todd Street on the original Monopoly. It's really cheap.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know.
That would be where I grew up. Logan City would be the cheap place to buy.
Right. Yeah. I like getting those because it's easy to put hotels on them and it's real cheap.
It's really easy to do it.
Cheap and nasty.
When everyone gets really expensive and loads their real fancy places up with hotels, and they charge you $2,000 for the night.
Yeah, it's that green and blue side. Blue and green, never be seen.
Well, that's when I lift up the board game and throw it. Just go, whatever.
That's how you officially end Monopoly, by the way, people. I don't know if it's too accurate for Brisbane, though. The free parking spot remains. I don't know anywhere you can get free parking in Brisbane, so could have been a little bit more accurate there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about Central Queensland? If we were to have a monopoly, I reckon we should start thinking about this.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I would like to hear what places would be on the board, but more importantly, what would be CQ's Mayfair?
Hey, good question. What takes out the top gong as far as location in CQ?
13, 27, 10. We can't make this decision.
Couldn't be a, like a hospital or anything like that. You wouldn't do that.
No. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
What would be CQ's Mayfair? Give us a call and give us some suggestions on 13, 27, 10. We'll just get started from there. And I've just got to go collect $200 and go.
Yeah. Well, it's certain.
I'll be back in a minute.
Don't go to jail. Don't go to jail. Come
I'm
back, Pinky.
I'm just going to collect my $200 before someone skips my turn.
Yeah, take a chance. Take a chance, if you will.
Community chest, thank you very much.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Brisbane gets its own edition of Monopoly. All the Brisbane locations put onto the board there and, yeah, that's cool, but what about CQ? What about CQ?
Yeah, we're like, we'd love a CQ Monopoly.
I love Monopoly. I love playing games. I love Central Queensland. Can't we combine all of that?
It would be awesome, but we need to start with finding our version of Mayfair from
That's
the original
right.
game.
Yeah, yeah, the top gong, if you will, on the Monopoly board for CQ.
Taking your suggestions on 13, 27, 10.
Ray, what would you have as our Mayfair in CQ?
Mate, I would be thinking something like the Criterion Hotel.
Ooh. Hey, and the Cry Fries.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Do you get them when you stay the night there?
Oh, yeah, why not? Eh? Yeah.
I reckon they should be included.
It's not a bad suggestion, Raymondi. Thanks.
Well, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been here forever.
Yeah, it's legendary.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Definitely
All right.
legendary, yeah.
Well, Ray's vote for the Criterion. CFM, who's this?
It's the Groundsman.
What takes out our Mayfair on the Central Queensland Monopoly board?
It'd be the range. It'd have to be Agnes Street.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
We're all the...
We've got our prison. We've got our free parking out at the prison. We've got two railway stations.
Yes,
and true. You could probably use Eagleburger Street as like, another rich part.
Oh, around the Frenchville area there.
Thanks. Most definitely.
Yep, righto.
Thanks, Groundsman. Good suggestion.
Righto. That sounds all right. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Yes, Tim.
What do you reckon should be Mayfair on CQ's Monopoly board?
Mate, I'm in Gladstone, so I'm thinking somewhere out here in Ireland.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes, yes. Well, we could nearly do the islands as...
Yeah, you could do some island hopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty suitable for the task.
Yep, yep. Okay, well, that seals it. When we play CQ Monopoly, I'm the battleship. I'm getting to Heron Island.
On the jet ski, mate.
Very good.
The player tokens. That's another whole question altogether there.
Yeah, well, we'd have to change them, wouldn't we?
Well, what...
The player token piece things.
Yeah,
so
you wouldn't have an iron and all the silly things that they have.
Who irons anymore? we'd need a thong.
A thong, yes.
How about a fishing rod?
Yes.
A jet ski.
Yeah, maybe like some sort of show car.
Oh, a bull.
Or something. Oh, a bull.
Of course we need a bull on
Come
there.
Come on. This is
so
great.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Creating the Central Queensland Monopoly because, well, Brisbane got one recently, so we should have one too.
They did. And there's another thing I love about their version is they obviously adjusted the chance and community chest cards.
Oh, really?
So one of the things cards you can pick up is... you're heading for the Goldie for a weekend away with mates. Collect money.
Oh.
That's so cool.
Hey, yeah. All the little card options that you get throughout Monopoly
cool,
too.
I like it.
Story Bridge as Park Lane and South Bank as Mayfair. That's what they've got.
Fancy.
What are we going to have for our Mayfair?
Yeah, give us a call on 13 27 10.
Yeah, the jewel in the crown of CQ Monopoly. Bernie, you've got an idea for some tokens and stuff?
Well, firstly, your tokens, you need an Akubra and a Flanny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Flanno.
Definitely an Akubra.
Now, the first two, which is Old Kent and something, that'll be Depot of Hill, Mount Morgan.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Well, you've got to embrace. We've got to do this for the game.
It's part of the game.
Like so, I said, in Brisbane, it would have been Logan City, where I grew up. So, you know,
Woodridge.
Yeah, Woodridge.
So, at least you made it onto the board.
Yeah, correct.
Well, you got the Paul Mall, Whitechapel. So you got Paul Mall, which will be the East Street Mall. Whitechapel, which would be St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yeah.
And then the next one is the square, Trafalgar Square, Allenstown Square.
Yeah.
Oh, you're nailing it.
My goodness.
We've got the jail already. We're sweet.
Yeah, Etna Creek, you beauty.
But the only problem is with the free parking, you'd have to go past go. You'd have to walk halfway around Rocky just to get back to the hospital.
No, you just have to avoid the chalk marks, as I've discovered.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Whatever pet you have. Well, maybe not that. Call 1327 10 now or message us on Facebook CFMCQ. And forget the consultation fee. You're delving into the litter box on CFM.
Good morning to our pet vet, Dr. Greg Muir from the Alma Street Veterinary Hospital. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
Good. International Day of the Sloth.
That's an impressive day, isn't it?
It's an impressive animal.
That's my sort of day, International Day of the Sloth. Does that mean we get to sloth about all day?
Be like the sloth.
is that why you're in your civilian clothes today?
That's it. I'm trying to sloth out today.
He's slothing it up.
Hang some trees later.
Look, yeah. We understand we normally talk about our pets with you, but we just have to talk about the sloth, even though nobody would have a pet sloth in CQ, because we're just blown away by this little video we've got on Facebook of one holding onto a bike.
Very cool. We're all in agreement. This is one of the cutest videos we've ever seen.
But we have a few questions about sloths, and your daughter Lola could probably help us out.
Morning, Lola. How are you going?
Good.
Good. What do you know about sloths?
Tell us about the sloth.
Got any info?
That they stay in the trees, and then algae grows on their fur because they stay in the tree.
Really?
For that long.
So they get like that silvery green look going on.
Yeah.
Oh, and so do they ever go walking on the ground like this one on the footpath?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but they're mostly in the trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think a bit like koalas, as you said, like they'll come down to move from tree to tree almost. Yeah,
and that's
but they'll spend their most of their time in the tree because they're made those big claws for hanging in the trees and everything like that. And slothing about or nothing.
Slothing about. I think if I spend too much more time in my man shed, I may develop algae on myself as well, I think.
But would you look that cute? That's the question.
I think so. I think I could pull off a bit of a cute sloth look
about me.
Yeah.
And have the puppy eyes happening there.
They do.
Oh, it is so good. Now, we do have to talk about all things pets with Dr. Greg, not just sloths. Mm-hmm. Now, dog attacks, Dr. Greg, there's been a few of them in the news recently. From a vet's point of view, how do we feel about dog attacks? What do we need to do straight away?
Yeah, look, I think the dog attack, and we have seen increased incidents, you know, at the vet surgery as well. Mm. So I think we've just, all dog owners here, they've just got to be careful to keep your dogs in so, you know, they're not, you know, sort of attacking other animals.
Checking fences and making absolutely. Sure there's no spots.
Have a fence. It's a good start.
Yeah.
So really important. But if your dog is bitten by another dog, and similar for cat and cat bites, it's really important to get them down because they can cause quite bad infections. And the other thing is, the bigger dog, if it's a big dog versus a little dog, they'll shake the little dog as well. And so you might not look that much from the outside. You might just see a couple of little wounds out there, but they have quite a lot of damage inside. And then, that causes some issues.
Would that have psychological effects as well on like, say, a little dog?
Oh, I guess it probably does. Like, you tend to find sometimes once a dog's been attacked by another dog, they'll be a little bit more aggressive towards other dogs.
Because
the last time they met one, it was, it was a problem. So especially if you've got a younger dog and he gets attacked, they are obviously going to be wary of other dogs.
Mm.
So a dog bite will always get infected. If you've got a dog bite, same with people, if you get bitten yourself, you really got to go to the doctor and get antibiotics. That's what we do at the vet surgery. We occasionally get bites, not very often.
Yeah.
But we send our staff off immediately to the doctor because it's infected with a dog injects. Almost like with the...
You're 100% guaranteed it's infected.
Absolutely, it's going to be. So
wow, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, so if they get attacked, we need to see... And if we can get on that infection early...
Mm.
Before they abscess up and then we don't, you know, we might be able to avoid surgery, but later on we'll have to do surgery then.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Call 1327 10 now or message us on Facebook CFMCQ. And forget the consultation fee. You're delving into the litter box on CFM.
Honestly, I don't know how many times I can watch this sloth video, but it is still as good as the first time. It's on our Facebook page, CFMCQ, International Day of the Sloth. Can I ask, Dr. Greg, what's your favourite sloth? Sid or Flash? Sid from Ice Age. Flash from Zootopia.
Oh, I think it's got to be Sid. Of course, I don't actually know Flash, but I've
missed
that video.
You have to meet Flash. No, honestly. So good.
I'm a bit of a Sid fan. Sid reminds me of me, I think.
Yeah.
The dorky one.
So Linda's commented on the sloth video, and she suggested that the cyclist could have picked up the sloth and put him in the tree because he wouldn't hurt you, and by the time the sloth wanted to hurt you, you would have put him in the tree and already had lunch. Good work, Linda.
Check it all out on our Facebook page, CFMCQ. Also, where we're getting the questions for Dr. Greg through from.
Yeah, one from Simon. He's wondering if dogs can get light bladder leakage, Dr. Greg.
LBL.
Yeah, look, it is something we see. Or incontinence, as we generally call it. So basically, the most common is in older D-sex female dogs.
Yeah,
right.
And then what you'll notice is when they're lying down, you'll just start to see a little bit of urine on their bedding. Yeah. So usually when they get older, 9 or 10. But the good thing is there is treatment. Like, we can give them medication usually to help contract their bladder.
Hmm.
We don't see it when they're running around because there's two sphincters that work to hold your urine in your bladder, and they both work when they're awake, but only one works when they're asleep.
Okay.
Hence, that one is
a bit loose. So that's why they do that. So
I did not know that.
See it sometimes in younger animals. Now, younger animals need to get checked out because sometimes they have a defect, and that's why they're dribbling the urine.
Is it just excitement when I get home with Chewy?
Or if it's like that, in the young animals with a defect, they just tend to spill urine all the time.
At
any time. So, but with the excitement ones
that's Chewy.
And sometimes there's ones where, the bladder doesn't quite sit right in the pelvis and they'll get it intermittently as well. So there's
no pelvic floor exercises?
Yeah, I haven't managed to do that. Just get them sitting and stand.
And no trampoline time.
Yeah, I'm struggling hard enough to get him to sit. Like, pelvic exercises? Not going to happen.
Yeah.
People have to do those. I have to do those, yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Greg. Hopefully that's answered the question. Basically, get them in and get that medication as soon as possible.
Look, it's fairly easy to treat just with some medicine. So you don't have to put up with that because the dogs don't like it either. They kind of get embarrassed. They wake up and it's there.
They feel it.
That's what my clients tell me. They get embarrassed. That's what they kind of almost look like.
I do too. it's only late nights and the lights off and things.
Enough information.
Okay.
Overload.
Dr. Greg, thank you for joining us in the litter box for this amazing International Sloth Day.
And Lola, thank you so much for giving us some sloth facts.
Who's your favourite sloth, Sid or Flash, Lola?
I don't know. They're both really good.
They're both so awesome.
Fence sitting again. Good stuff.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Here at CFM, we welcome any sort of calls, interaction, anything, queries, questions.
The weird, the wonderful.
We love it. We thrive on it.
It's us.
It's the bread and butter of your CFM morning crew. until this morning.
Well, we're here to help this morning.
Yeah. So I think that phone line's hooked up. Now, Tam, you rang Pinky earlier this morning.
Yeah.
With a query.
Yeah.
I don't think she either didn't explain it to me properly or it's the weirdest query I've ever heard. What was it?
Well, it's the weirdest query I've ever asked, actually. But anyway, apparently, we had this fella here yesterday, and he said to us, if a March fly or a mosquito lands on you, you stop breathing, like hold your breath, and the March fly or mosquito cannot fly off you because they're latched on. So you can kill them easily. And I just went, that sounds like a big load of BS.
But then I made it more confusing, Tam, because I go,
did,
I think I've heard them
said
that
you
before.
Heard it.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's just weird.
So we want to know, is this a thing on 13/27/10? Have you heard this? Have you done this? Does it work?
Is it true?
Yeah. So you hold your breath once they land on you and they can't get off you, which makes it easier to kill them. Is that right?
That's right. But then with saying that, that means they're actually biting you, which is really going to hurt anyway. So you want to kill them before they do that.
It's prevention.
Yeah. You'd rather get the old rid out, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
All right. So let's ask, is this a real thing? Can you confirm or deny, or have you got something in the realms of a query like that you want answered?
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We received a phone call from Tam earlier this morning with a query because she had someone tell her yesterday that what you need to do when you have a March fly or mozzie on you is hold your breath. It keeps them there, so they're stuck. They can't leave you then. Somehow holding your breath does that. And then you can swat them and kill them. And we're putting the question out there this morning because we're very helpful on 13 27 10 to find out if it's true or false.
Ian, is it true?
It's true.
Yeah. Are you the guy that told Tam?
No, I'm not.
So have you done this before?
Yeah, I have actually. So what happens is when you hold your breath, it actually closes the pores in your body.
Ah.
And that actually grips the thing they put into you.
Okay.
This is next level. What?
Yeah, so they don't actually drill a hole into you to bite you. They actually go in through the pores beside the hairs in your body.
Yep.
And it actually closes that and it grips them.
And so that must be how we get blackheads too, right? Because we're not breathing. So the stuff stays in.
Look, thanks for the confirmation on that. CFM, who's this?
Yeah, it's Kev, mate. How you going?
Good. Kev, have you had this or does it work?
Yeah, it works because I'm susceptible to mozzies. They sort of like me a bit. You can play games with them too. You got to wait till they land on your arm.
Yeah.
And wait till they stick their little snorkel into you. And then you tense up, hold your breath, and you tense your muscles up as hard as you can, and it tightens your skin that much that they can't get the little snozzle back out of you. They start flying and flapping and freaking out and panicking, and then you just crush them.
Wow. And that just means they're not spinning around the room annoying you later. They're just gone.
Yeah, that's crushed. They're just flat on your skin.
They're crushed.
That is really surprising. Actually, more surprising than the amount of scientists we have in CQ here. This is incredible.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We love our teachers, and particularly the students do.
Oh, yeah. Look,
most of the time, look, you can still get a teacher that maybe you're not going to deal with.
I had more good teachers than I had bad throughout my schooling career, throughout my schooling. So, I had, there was only one teacher. I'm not going to mention any names because I'm a local boy. But, most of my teachers were really good and I appreciated everything they did for me. Obviously, my English teacher had a way to go.
So they become part of the family and the kids love them and care for them. And most of the time, the role is that the teacher is teaching the children all the things. But it's really helpful when the kids come back at you and they have some, expertise or some suggestions on how to live life better. My 8-year-old's very good and helpful with those things.
Yeah, life skills, they're all over it. Yeah. They've been alive for a long time.
Well, a primary school student has written a letter to his teacher that he was very concerned about because she'd been away sick. And I would like to read it for you now.
Oh, please.
I'll read it not the way it's written because then it wouldn't make complete sense because they're still learning.
Well, give me the gist.
But there's also visuals and you can go and check it all out at our Facebook page, CFMCQ.
Okay.
Dear Mrs. Clark.
That's great.
I heard you did not feel good. Well, when that happens, here's a trick to learn. Just go poop. I am not kidding. It works with me every morning I feel bad. So just remember, when you feel bad, the first thing you do is poop.
Wow.
And then there's two gorgeous drawings on there. One is of the teacher. She's a stick teacher. She's rubbing her stomach and complaining of feeling sick. And then the other picture.
The other one.
She's smiling her head off. And there's a toilet in a speech like a balloon, a thought bubble. Sorry. And she's now so happy.
That's
she's
funny.
Discovered the toilet.
Yeah, apparently she was away. She was feeling a little flushed.
I love it. It's awesome.
What goes on in the mind of kids?
Well,
where
you feel better when you go to the toilet, don't you?
My teacher's away. She needs to feel better. When I feel better, it's usually after I go to the toilet.
But, the teacher might not have gastro. Mate, it might just be the cold.
That's cool. You can check out that photo. It's honestly next level stuff.
I love it.
On our Facebook page, CFMCQ. Plot twist, the student was actually 23. So odd.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Sing for Springsteen.
Yeah, he's on the big Summer 17 tour, Tuesday, 14th of February at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre with Jet also as special guest, Pinky.
All you need to do to win those tickets is register at the website cfmcq.com.au.
Ooh. Let's ring someone to sing.
Joanne Thomas speaking.
Hello, Joe. It's Banksy and Pinky from CFM. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I didn't expect to have this phone call.
Oh, well, have you registered to sing for Springsteen?
I have registered to sing for Springsteen. I'm just going to take myself to a quiet room later tonight. Very noisy children.
She knows what's coming.
Enough noise to do their own singing.
Look, Joe, you get some great acoustics in toilets. So great reverb there. So you might want to utilise the facilities there. Are you at work?
No, I'm still at home.
Oh,
that's good.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Well, that's good. We want to know what you put down as your favourite Springsteen song and why.
Well, I put Dancing in the Dark
down
as my favourite Springsteen song.
But why?
And, well, why? I mean, why would it not be a favourite? I mean, it's one of the classics.
Yeah.
So what's not to like about it? There were so many to choose from.
Yes.
There are. And why do you want to win the tickets so bad, Joe?
Well, I bought a ticket for my husband for his Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
He's been wanting to go for a really long time.
Yeah.
And we have three children with disabilities.
Okay.
And so I just couldn't afford to buy a ticket for myself.
Okay.
So
let's sing for it.
Yeah, here's your opportunity to try and win yourself one. So,
well, okay. Yeah, it's kind of fortunate that's your favourite song because we need you to sing the next line of this Springsteen song. Are you right to go, Joe?
I am right to go.
All right, here it is. Sing the next line. You can't start a fire. You
can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're dancing in the dark.
Well, we got to find out.
This gun's for
hire. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Even if we're just dancing
in the dark. Of course she nailed it. Well done, Joe. You're in the draw.
Wow, thank you very much. You've made my day.
And if you're not doing anything this weekend, head down to the Strand. I've got a couple of songs we could get you up on stage for, I think.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
A little bit of a Thursday morning surprise. My old mate Brad Villiers. Hello.
Oh, I thought it was a Kinder Surprise, but no.
I look like a Kinder Surprise. Does that count?
No, you don't.
I do.
But if you snap him in half, something will fall out. I do believe.
And a cool toys inside of you.
But something will fall out.
What are you doing in here, Brad?
Well, mate, I'm in the neighbourhood. I thought I'd pop in and say hey to my two favourite breakfast announcers.
Oh, but hey.
Weren't they available so you came to us?
They were busy, so I'm in here now
beat
with
you guys.
Beat
down the door.
No, I'm actually in a very, very... honoured, proud, I suppose you could say. I'm emceeing a ball coming up on the 5th of November for the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Hey, that's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a great night. Yeah. It's happening at the Rockhampton Leagues Club, so I thought I'd come and tell you a bit about it.
Oh, of course.
Thank
story
you.
Time with Brad.
Yeah, story time. Tell us more, please, Brad.
Once upon a time. No, it's going to be huge, actually. And if you're in the market for any sporting memorabilia, this is the place to be. We're talking signed Storm, signed Cowboys, and signed Reds jerseys.
Oh, hello.
There's also signed Brisbane Heat cricket bats.
Nice.
There's men's and women's finals tickets to the Australian Open up for grabs in the auction.
Awesome.
Absolutely going to be huge. Plus, this is really cool. There's a place in Brisbane that you can go and make your own beer.
Yeah.
You make it, you drink it, and then they bottle up like 140 bottles and you bring it home.
And it's just, it would be like Banksy's Brew.
Banksy's Brew.
Oh.
Pinky's Hops.
Yeah, we'll work on that one.
Doesn't have the same ring, yeah.
It doesn't.
How about Pinky Cider?
Pinky's Pale Ale.
There you go.
Well, it's all under auction at this, and all the funds obviously raised going to the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Excellent.
Victor, Charlie, Mike Sierra, Foxtrot, are you there? Victor, Charlie.
And speaking of sport,
yes,
the legendary John Buttigieg. You'd know John Buttigieg, wouldn't you?
The big man, yeah.
The big man.
We played Men of League. Football,
yeah.
Queensland, New South Wales, Brown Park against... But well, I played with him.
It's with Butts?
With Butts.
I'm not sure if that's his nickname, but that's what I'm going to be calling him tonight.
It is now.
He's going to be there as a special guest. So it's going to be a massive night. As I said, 5th of November at the Leagues Club. Get your tickets from the... Royal Flying Doctor Service Facebook page.
There we go. Get those tickets now.
Yeah.
And then plan your outfits.
Oh,
wear black your tie. Best threads. Yeah.
Is it
best
black threads. Tie?
Exactly. So hopefully Butts has got something he can wear.
Well, he might have to go see old mate at Stewart's there, I think.
Exactly. Oh, Woodsy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's with the black tie dress description, though? What does that mean I'm meant to wear?
Well, you wear the
a
gown.
Black tie. Yeah, but is it black tie and gown? Shouldn't like
well, that's just
things?
Assumed.
Okay.
we'll
so I could rock up in a black
we'll
tie.
We'll work on that and also the name for your beer.
Okay, cool.
You know what? What I like is all of those things that you can bid on with the auctions and stuff.
There's rally drive experiences, helicopter rides to the Sirimay Wine Valley. There's a mystery holiday. You get on a plane and you have no idea where you're going.
Love it.
Which sounds like a lot of holidays of mine when the missus plans
all
it, to be honest.
All the grants on the night.
And now all of these prizes explain why you're hosting.
Exactly.
Because they've spent all their money.
They've got nothing left.
They're on all the quality prizes.
Oh,
so.
It's not true, Bradley.
Let's not end it on a bad note like that.
And you wonder why I left.
Oh, not really.
That's okay.
There was just no heads up, so yeah. Anyway.
Okay, how did this turn into slagging me? I don't know.
Oh, you were doing a good
it
job of slagging.
Does.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Bradley. Royal Flying Doctor's Facebook page to find out more.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast. Check them out at cfm.com.au. Or don't. No pressure.